In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. This broadcast is live on a Tuesday in October, and you are welcome to listen. You know, I felt convicted the other day. What did I feel convicted about? That it's dark, and it's getting darker in the world. It's dark, and it's getting darker. But you know what? We have a light. We have the light. His name is Jesus. And we are called to be the light of the world. Oh, yes. You know, I remember a young woman who had a child baptized, and this is what she said. Oh, we go to church on Christmas, Easter, and Halloween. I said, what? Halloween is a pagan feast. Halloween is a pagan feast. You don't go to church on Halloween. Halloween is a pagan feast. And we're going to have Anthony talk a little bit about his experience in Salem.
Oh, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the light of God. And, you know, as a Christian, we're called to light up this world. Recently, I was telling Father Tom I experienced, I live in Salem, and, you know, in Salem, there's 23 witch shops, there's lots of occult. They celebrate Halloween all month, as many of you know. They had the opening Halloween parade, and, you know, God, the Holy Spirit convicted me and a couple people of the church to go down to the parade, because it was a backwards parade, so everyone, because of COVID, would walk through the middle, and the floats and stuff would set up on the sides. So I said, well, you know, if the psychics, and they can all have their floats, Jesus needs his. So he set up with a huge Divine Mercy photo. We had blessed rosaries. We had the speaker. We just set up and we played praise and worship. And you know, the crazy thing is, everyone at the parade, everyone there, is all children of God, and God desires no one be lost. And everyone's down there just looking for the supernatural encounter. They're looking for the light. Unfortunately, the devil comes as a false light bearer. So as we praise and worship the Lord, and we told them, you know, the true, only real supernatural encounter is with the living God. And he didn't choose him. He chose today to be the day that you receive salvation. You know, in the spirit realm, if we could see what the angels see, when we receive Jesus, we have a light in us, and people's guardian angels will bring them to you because they can see that light in hopes that they give you the word of God. So as we were preaching and as we were praying, you know, who knows? Only in heaven we know what was done there. But someone came up to me, and he told me that he asked Jesus, and he asked God to take him off the thirst this morning because he was in so much pain. And he said, Jesus wouldn't do that. I said, come here, man. And we just asked him, can we pray for you? And, you know, we did a short prayer. We asked Jesus to come in his heart. And as soon as I laid hands on him, the Holy Spirit coursed through him, and he fell down. And I caught him, but he fell down, and he was laying in the parade with praise and worship going all around with Mary, with all the saints, with Jesus, just all ministering to him right there. And all the little kids were gathering around and like, what's going on? Is he okay? Because he was shaking under the power of God. And over the speaker, I was telling them that Jesus is healing this man right now. He's dispatching all of heaven upon him. as it's coming upon you right now, that there's no power in witchcraft. There's no power in crystals and magic. The only power in this world is on the cross. And it was won 21 years ago. I said, why do you think it's the year 2021, guys? Because God came down in the form of humans all this time ago, and he shook up this world. He opened heavens over us. You know, Jesus wants you to know he's opened up heavens over your life. And you know, in the world of darkness, you're called to be the light. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask for you to release that light of God, the glory of the Father, you know, the love of his Son. And we ask, Lord, for you to give everyone that experiential encounter. Let them feel your presence today, because we become what we encounter. And God wants you to encounter his love today so that you can be a bearer for his love. He wants you to encounter God's light today so you can be the light of God in this world that needs it.
You are the light of the world, Jesus said. I remember being at the place of the Beatitudes, and it was dusk. And in the background, you could see lights in kitchens and in living rooms opening up. And I said, Jesus says at the Beatitudes that the very poor are the ones who hear the word of God and accept the Spirit of God and the kingdom of God. You are the light. I am the light. I was convicted that we need to preach. We need people that are going to preach Jesus, going to preach his love, going to preach his power, going to preach his mercy. We need people. And you know what? Everyone doesn't do it. How are they to call upon his name unless they are sent? And if they are sent, they are called to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. How many people, even you, talk about Jesus, talk about the salvation of our souls? Oh, yes. When's the last time you've given witness to people? Each one of us needs to do that. We are in dark times, and the only answer is the light of Christ. The light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world. All men must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The water and the Spirit brings new life in Christ Jesus. The light of Christ in you has come into the world. The light of Christ in you has come into the world. How we need preachers to go out and to proclaim the word of God in churches, outdoors, indoors, one-to-one, one-to-many. Oh, yes, how we need that. Just the other night, there was a service that was held in Jennifer's house, and there was a lady that went to the service, and I prayed over that lady from the phone because she was a woman that was filled with anxiety and fear. She needed the light of God. She needed Jesus. And Jennifer led her in the sinner's prayer, and Jesus came into her heart. How we need people that are going to be bold to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need people that are going to be bold to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need people. And are you one of those people? This is a live broadcast. I'm doing it from a rehab because I've been here for a while. I'll be getting out soon. But the word of God needs to be proclaimed. It needs to be proclaimed in power, not just, you know, you people are very nice people to come out to church today. That's not the word of God. You people need the Lord Jesus Christ because he is in love with you and he wants to give you a new life. That's what you people need, not, well, you know, it's raining and not many people are here. It's raining and people need to hear the word of God, need to receive the Eucharist. It's raining and the church should be full. I tell you, our churches are not full because many of us are not preaching the word of God. Many of us are not preaching Jesus. We preach everything else but Jesus. And say, well, we don't want to keep the people too long. Well, I tell you, they are kept very long by the devil. Things that are on television of the devil, they're kept very long. And we don't want to keep them too long. We just want to preach 5 minutes. 5 minutes out of the whole 7 days? What do they take home with them out of 5 minutes? Well, we go 7 minutes. You can't go too long. Father Tom used to go too long. I tell you, it's never too long if Jesus is being proclaimed. It's never too long if people are being changed. One man came to visit me the other day, Jim, and he said, whenever I think of Father Tom, I think that Jesus is proclaimed. I know that's the word of God because that's all I have to give. We've been on how many years? 37 years. What if I preach by the grace of God, Jesus Christ, and him crucified and raised from the dead?
Hallelujah. And when we do preach, power should be following the gospel of the Lord. There's not power and there's not signs and wonders oftentimes accompanying the word of God. You might not be preaching the right gospel. You know, when we preach, we need to preach the love of God because truly only the love of God will lead people to repentance. You know, it was very obvious this weekend as I was preaching at the parade and we were preaching the love and the mercy and the compassion of Jesus to try to lead people into a relationship with him. And then allow the Holy Spirit to convict them of their sins. You know, there were other people preaching Jesus, and God bless them. They're not against us. They're with us, and I pray for them. But they came down with a speaker, and they were preaching repentance, which is everyone needs to repent, but they were preaching hell, condemning people to hell, you know, preaching with such anger in them. And, you know, it was a test to me because we want to love all our neighbors and pray for all other believers. If we have any darkness in our heart for another believer, we're walking in darkness. But the thing is that if you do not have the love of God in you, you do not have the Spirit of God within you. And you know, God uses everything. Because there were people, there were younger witches who's coming up to us and mocking me and stuff. And I could tell with younger kids and stuff. But I would just let them say, you know, we just say, well, you're in this, you know, there's something more. If you have a good heart, God's going to get you. And just try to imbue them in the love of God. And even though they mocked me, they went over there and they listened to the, you know, the hate of God and the condemnation to hell and stuff being preached, and they ended up coming back. They were like, well, you know, thank you. Your message is much better and stuff. And I said, well, it's not my message. This is God's heart for you. God desires a personal relationship and encounter with you. Right now, when you hear Father Tom speak, you can hear the love of God on his voice. So I told him, you know, what I told them what I knew about God and how much he loves you, that they died for you. And all of this girls and all these kids, they ended up giving their life to Jesus on this spot. They received prayer, you know. And because we need to know the goodness of God leads you to repentance. If you have thoughts of condemnation today and stuff, it's not from God. And only when we receive the goodness and the love of God and the Holy Spirit can then we be convicted of our sins in turn. But God is always using you every second of your life. I think on today's broadcast, He wants you to know that your life is ministry, that when you have the Holy Spirit, God is directing people's angels to come up to you so you could have the Word of God. Just the other day, me and my friend Jules, we were at a lake in Wakefield just preparing to go to Methadone Mile to pray for the people there, the homeless and the people, the children of God who just have a little addiction issue right now. And all of a sudden, a woman came up to us and she's like, "This is embarrassing, but I left my wallet at home to have money for the train." Said, "Of course, Jules had some money." He said, "Of course he can." And I go, "But the thing is, we knew that God had planned this from the beginning of time because God wants us to give the word of God to her." So we said, "Yeah, you can have money, but we're going to pray for you. Is that okay?" And she's like, and she told us that she had been having addictions and she did 3 counseling classes and she has depression and all this. And she's an addict. I said, "You're not an addict. You're just you're a child of God who's trying to fill your soul with substance that only the love of God can fill." So we had her give her life to the Lord. We prayed for her. And then I told her to come to the church with us, sit in front of adoration, which is the Eucharist, which is where I get all my light. The greatest light of the world is found in Jesus Eucharistically. You know, I do a lot of ministry, but it all comes out. I sit in front of Jesus in the Eucharist for 3-4 hours a day. And it imbues me with such light that I can't contain it, that I, after sitting in front of Jesus in the Eucharist, I need to go out because I'm so filled that my soul can't bear any more light. So if you need more light, the Eucharist and adoration is the greatest mystery and the greatest gift ever given to you. And God's choosing you right now to experience it and let Him draw you to Him. But as going to church, there was a healing service there. God already knew this, but there was a healing service there by like a Lisa who does miracles and wonders. And she talked to her. And the lady, and while we went to Methadone Mile, the lady stayed in front of the Eucharist. And she stayed at the healing service. And she's been texting me. And her life has been completely changed by, not by me or Jules, by Jesus, but by us and by you just understanding the nature of this reality. That in this dark world, you are called to be the light, and you have so much light in you.
I remember a preacher preaching, and this is what he said. "I catch them. I catch the people like fish. Jesus cleans them." We're not called to preach repentance. We're called to preach love, which leads to repentance. So many people have a bad attitude about God. I have a friend of mine. She's a saint. And she said, "The first time I heard about Jesus' love was from you at the espousal." And that's beautiful, but it's sad. It's very sad. This woman went to church all her life, and she never heard particularly that Jesus loved her. That's very sad. I'm delighted that I was the one that brought it. I brought the message, and Jesus claims the people. Oh, yes, and if he calls me to be there to help, I'll be there to help. But my message is to proclaim Jesus and Him crucified and raised from the dead. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had a lady write to me. And she said, "Father Tom, you don't know what happens when you preach, but I want to tell you, God works through your preaching. God works through you preaching Jesus." Oh, yes. She said, "We don't hear it in our churches." And that's very sad. That's very sad. I remember many years ago, before I was a priest, it was when one of the hottest days in the summer. And this priest said, I'm not going to give a homily today. It's too hot. Well, I went up to the priest afterwards. I was not a priest. I was a layperson. And I said to him, Father, I don't know who's out there. The only thing they needed to hear you say, it's hard, but Jesus loves you as you are. That's all you needed to say. Didn't need to go on long. He said, well, thank you very much. He was very humble. Thank you very much. He didn't take it as a criticism. I wasn't criticizing him. I was just telling him how we need to proclaim the love of God. We don't know who's out there. We don't know who's out there. I didn't know many years ago that there was a woman out there that was going to kill herself. I didn't know that. But the Lord told me before I began to preach, there's somebody here that's going to do themselves in, preach life. And so I preached. I preached about love. I preached about Jesus. I preached about God caring for us. I preached about how we need to give our life to Jesus, how we need to experience and count that love. 2 days later, she called me on the phone and said, I had the pills already. I was going to do it. She said to the Lord, I gave you one more chance. My Lord, we don't know who's out in the congregation. That's why we've got to be loving people. We've got to be praying for people. We've got to be preaching the word of God. We've got to be telling them about Jesus, that Jesus saves. Oh, yes, he saves. Jesus saves. Father Tom doesn't save. Jesus saves. The only good thing about Father Tom is that he proclaims Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only good thing. And that's enough. That's enough. Oh, yes. I tell you, there's something I wanted to say, and the Lord said, don't say it because it'll be critical. So I won't say it. I just won't say it because it'll be critical. He said, don't say it, but do say that you're the light of the world. Do say that God wants to bring light into the darkness. Do say that it's dark and it's getting darker. And the only answer is the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. It was a winter feast. And at the winter feast, there was this big menorah in Jerusalem at the wall. And Jesus that day said, I am the light of the world, not the menorah. I am the light of the world.
Amen. So as this radio broadcast concludes, we're going to just pray, and the light of God is coming upon you. You know, we pray that the love of the Father and the love of his Son Jesus just fills you up, that the glory of the Father comes. And I can see people just being broken right now. Tears are coming out, you know. Sometimes we need to let out the old so the new can come in. Father, I just pray that you just release angels over everyone's lives in the name of Jesus. If you don't have anyone to pray for you, me and Father Tom will pray for you. You say that, Jesus, when you say, thy will be done, you'll intercede with all your omnipotence. So, Lord, before even they had a problem, you had the answer. So we ask you to just take care of it and just fill them with your wraparound love right now in Jesus' name.
Right now, be blessed by God in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.